1-800-499-2735. Neil is a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and he will give you the personalized care that you deserve. Neil specializes in high-deductible health savings account qualified plans, where you can get reduced premiums and the ability to use prepaid tax dollars to pay for covered and uncovered medical expenses such as dental and alternative care. Copay plans are also available. Neil offers inexpensive accident plans, network dental, critical illness, disability, and life insurance. Use Neil as your agent broker. Call 303-499-2735.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and we don't have a guest this morning, so it's going to be you and me, and our number 970-689-8255, but if you can sort of keep it on the topics we're talking about. First of all, I wanted to talk about 60 Minutes last night because, well, I'd like to know what they're trying to convince the American people of that isn't true. And the opening session was an interview with a young non-commissioned officer, military, who had killed an Iraqi major general. And he had suffocated him to death. And the most amazing thing, this is, you know, looked like the kid next door. A nice kid. Really appeared to be a good person. But, of course, he was ordered to torture this man. Everything he did was approved by his superiors. He even put the person into a sleeping bag, where there would be no air, and keeping him there with a band tied around his waist for a couple of hours, where he actually asphyxiated this man. No question, he killed him. Of course, they tortured him beforehand. Other people had tortured this. This is a major general. And he'd actually turned himself in. He really believed he could trust the Americans. And you have to understand that most of the military hated their leader, hated Saddam, but you didn't dare speak out. If you spoke out, they would torture your family to death and torture you to death. And this is the man that the United States government supported all during the 1980s. Remember, we supported Saddam Hussein. We gave him the material to build his chemical and his biological weapons. And we gave him billions and billions and billions of dollars on several occasions. And if you'd like to verify what I'm telling you, we have an article out of the Washington Post. Would be glad to send you a copy of called When an Ally Becomes an Enemy. We even encouraged him to go into Kuwait, this wicked and evil. But, of course, he tortured people to death, or had them tortured to death, and were torturing people to death. They mentioned there were over 600 people who died while they in incarceration, in American incarceration. And this goes all the way to the very top. The President of the United States says, well, we wouldn't ever torture anybody, but we want the right to torture them. Now, that's sort of a mixed message, isn't it? I mean, why would the President say we would never torture anybody, but we insist on the right to be able to torture? And I think, of course, the part about we would never do that is to pander to the Christians. But, of course, the real George Bush says, oh, but I'm going to back Donald Rumsfeld and what they're doing. And the tragedy is, what are we doing to our young people? What are we doing to their very souls? There was no remorse on this young soldier's part. He didn't see anything wrong in what he'd done. After all, he'd been told to do it. He'd cleared it with his superiors. They said it was all right to put him into the sleeping bag and, of course, wrap the heavy wire around his waist so no air could get in, and keep him there for several hours. And in fact, he even said that when he took him out of the bag, there was a smile on the Major General's face. How would you feel if the Iraqis did that to one of our soldiers? All of this is designed to inflame the anger of the Muslims throughout the world, because most Muslims think that's wrong. But where's the outcry from the Christians in America? Where's the outcry from the Americans? You see, the whole situation, you can justify this because American boys are being killed, and maybe, just maybe, the Major General knew where Saddam Hussein was, but if he knew he was, why would he turn himself into the Americans, who had promised, of course, promised the Iraqi military that they would look after them and their families? And and you can see how they looked after them. Of course, what most people don't understand, you see, we tend to get angry with a soldier because of his crass indifference to human suffering, and he said he didn't do anything wrong because Iraqi insurgents were killing American boys. And they are. And it's a horrible situation. But why were the American soldiers fighting? After all, we won the war. We did what we set out to do. We got rid of Saddam Hussein. He was no longer in power. In fact, most people don't understand. He'd offered to leave the country. Iraq had offered to surrender before the war, and we wouldn't accept their offer of surrender. Oh, you didn't know that. Well, maybe you need to get, I think, I've forgotten whether it's my January or February newsletter, which gives you the whole background on how Saddam had offered to leave the country, how the Iraqis had offered to let the American soldiers just come in without firing a shot. But you see, that was not what the Bush administration wanted. They wanted a war. And then once we were in Baghdad, we were in total control, and the American military officers wanted to get the Iraqi army units begin to restore law and order, why George Bush sent Paul Bremer. Paul Bremer comes from Kissinger and Associates. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the globalist hierarchy that hates America and wants to merge us into the one world government. Paul Bremer, then, as the presidential envoy to Iraq, dissolved the Iraqi army, dissolved the Iraqi police force, dissolved the Iraqi civil service, and created the chaos that followed. And then, of course, and you may have heard me tell this story, we tell it again, I believe, in our February newsletter, about Major General Paul Eaton, an American general, assigned the task of rebuilding the American army, but they wouldn't let him use any of the Iraqi military, any of the intact Iraqi army units they could have called back to service to act as an infrastructure to begin to build an army. The Pentagon gave Major General Paul Eaton 6 men to build an army for a nation of 25 million people. And we have the articles out of the New York Times that describe this. Of course, they put them on page 23, where nobody's ever going to read them. But Major General Paul Eaton was promised a staff of at least 250 trained people to begin to build this army, 250 trained Americans. But they never gave it to them. The Pentagon blocked him at every turn. He said that he never had more than half, even half of what he'd been promised, and the people were there from 6 weeks to 3 or 4 months. Never a permanent staff, no non-commissioned officers, and then you wonder why our boys are getting killed. They didn't have to be killed at all. It was the wicked people in the White House who wanted a war, as they wanted a war in Afghanistan, as they want a war with Iran, if we can't overthrow the government there peacefully, as they want a war with Syria, if we can't overthrow the government there. They're wicked and evil people. And when you understand that we're destroying the souls of our soldiers, and we're destroying the health of our soldiers, a third of the young men who came back from Iraq are ill within 3 months. They call it post-traumatic stress. I don't know if it's a Gulf War illness, what it is. We know about a third of the people who came back from the Gulf War were ill, a third to a half of them, and they are still ill, and many of them will be ill all the rest of their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we are responsible for what our government does, and there is an element of evil, and we know that, and we don't speak out. Do you remember the siege at Ruby Ridge when the government sent their troops in? And, of course, the reason that they justified this was because Randy Weaver had been set up by the BATF with, they had a man come in, pretend to be his friend, and get Randy to solve a shotgun a quarter of an inch below government regulation. So Randy was told to appear in court, but they intentionally gave him the wrong date. And when he went down, he was already late, he had missed when he was supposed to be there, and so they sent the government agents out to get him, and they had government agents there, who on his property, who were actually trying to figure out how they could capture him. There were 4 marshals, and the dogs took after them, and the marshals ran away, and then the sun came down to see what was going on, and what the doctors were doing, and of course they started shooting him, and he shot back. He only shot one time. But the truth of the matter is that the marshal shot their own man in the back. That was brought out at the trial. You never heard that story, did you?
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, we don't have a guest this morning. If you'd like to call in, just on the subject of what we're doing to our people, how we're turning away from our idealism that once made America the city on the hill, the beacon, the hope of all mankind, and it is because we have evil and wicked people working at all levels of our government. We were talking about Ruby Ridge. Now, I interviewed David Niven, who is the attorney for the one of the men who was, you know, indicted by our government for being involved with the murder of one of the marshals. But the truth of the matter is, as David Niven pointed out at the trial, why there was a bullet hole in the back of the marshal. He was accidentally shot in the back by his own people. But now we had to vilify Randy Weaver. Actually, they killed his son that day. And then, of course, Kevin Harris, they wounded him. And then they sent their sharpshooters up. Lon Horiuchi was told to murder Vicki Weaver. And he did. And then, of course, the case went to trial. Of course, they had to demonize Randy Weaver, and he was the villain, and Kevin Harris were the villains, and when the courts heard the cases, they turned them loose. And Randy Weaver brought suit against the government, and they gave him $3 million. Nobody in government was ever convicted of the crime of killing his wife and of killing his son. And the American people never heard that the reason the marshal died was because he was shot in the back, and there was a hole in his knapsack, and that was brought out of the trial and totally blacked out. But where was the crime? Well, nobody was even fired at the government. I mean, is it all right to kill people, to set them up, and then to kill them? And where was the outcry? Why, we forgot about that. And then came Waco. And what you don't know about Waco, if you haven't seen the video, the New Revelation, interviews with people who talked to the special forces teams that were sent in to kill the women and children. And they did. And one of the people that they found the remains of, why, something had torn off his arm and his leg. That's when he was run over by the tank. So they put his remains back in there. The FBI said this is actually an unsolved homicide. And, of course, the prosecutor who initially sent the people to prison realized what he'd done is wrong. These people, the wrong people, were on trial. I talked to Sarah Bain, who headed the jury there. She said, we didn't feel these people were guilty at all, but the judge told us we had to, you know, at least say they'd done something wrong. So at least we said they'd done something wrong. We never intended them to go to prison. And they were sent to prison, and many of them are still there. Totally innocent people who were set up by the government. And, of course, nobody was ever convicted. What about the special forces teams that went in? Has there ever been an investigation of that? And all the women and the children that died there. But where was the outrage from the American people? And, of course, the prosecutor, because he felt so bad about it, did help one of our friends actually get into the material, into the evidence room, and found out that the government had lied about using explosive grenades and things of that sort. And then, of course, they went after the prosecutor, and they destroyed him and his family. Why? Because he felt guilty and tried to get the truth about the murder of the women and children at Waco. And if you haven't seen the video, the new revelation put out by Mike McNulty, who has been there on the American Freedom Network for some time, we still carry that video. Very, very important. And then of course, we saw what happened in Oklahoma City. Now, if anybody who studied this, they know that Timothy McVeigh had somebody in the front seat of his truck with him. He was apparently an Iranian, a part of an Iranian cell, Iraqi cell that had been brought here. There were 5,000 members of the Iraqi Guard, Saddam's Iraqi Guard, that were brought to the United States, setting up cells all across America, and there were a number of those people were involved in the Oklahoma City bombing. And to this very date, why, whenever anybody tried to see the video films that were taken outside the Murrah building on that morning, April 19th, 1995, the government says, "Oh, we can't release that because we have an ongoing investigation." And you know, if you never read the Jane Davis's book on the third terrorist, I think that was the title of it. We have a number of 4 tape sets on this. There's no question that this was much more extensive. The government knew about the bombing ahead of time. There was a young lady who had actually infiltrated the area of Elohim City, which was a Christian identity movement center, Christian identity movement. Why, they are terrible anti-American terrorists. We got to watch out for Christian identity movement. The whole enclave was government operated. Reverend Millar, who headed this group of vicious anti-Semite American hating government hating people, he was an FBI informant. And Andre Strassmeyer certainly worked with German intelligence or some other intelligence agency. And Howe was working for the BATF. Other people were working for government agencies. And when the BATF wanted to raid the camp because they knew they were planning the terrorist attacks, the Justice Department wouldn't let them. All this is covered in our 4 tape sets on Oklahoma City. You need to go back. You need to study the history. You need to know what led up to where we are today. Where a young man, a young soldier, can get on to 60 Minutes and talk about killing this major general and not feel any remorse in what he was asked. Well, don't you feel bad about what happened? No, I was trying to save American lives. Well, if he's trying to save American lives, you should ask why the presidential envoy, Paul Bremer, had actually created the chaos there by dissolving the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police force and the Iraqi political civil service to create the chaos that laid the basis for the insurgency and set our troops up to be killed. But you see, he can't see anything beyond what he's told. And his superiors told him it was all right to kill the Iraqis, and I'm sure if his superiors told him it was all right to kill fellow Americans, he would do that as well. Because you see, we've seared the conscience of the American people when the Supreme Court took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And in that famous case in 1980, where the Supreme Court held that it was illegal to post the Ten Commandments in our schools because it would not do any good unless the young people read them. And if the young people read them, they might meditate upon them. If they meditated upon them, they might obey the Ten Commandments, and which says, "Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal." They might obey those Ten Commandments, and that would be a violation of the wall of separation of church and state. And where is the outcry from the churches and the church leaders and the Christian leaders of this country in response to that? 7 of the current Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republican presidents, and yet the Christians of America support the Republican Party. I'm not suggesting we support the Democratic Party. They're corrupt, too. But I will tell you right now that it is the Republicans appointed Supreme Court justices that went right along with this whole agenda of destroying the morality of our people. And we have a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Jim from Massachusetts.
Well, hi, Jim from Massachusetts. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, Dr. Stan. I've been reading about the Bush administration's plan for nuclear strikes on Iran's secret sites. And, you know, I find this rather distressing because of the fact that it's always been the stated policy of the United States never to strike first with nuclear weapons after at least Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh, but you have to understand there's a new national strategy. And that national strategy, which is published, which every American should read, says it's perfectly all right. We've changed our whole policy. It's all right to stock people, to go ahead and kill people and civilians if there's a possibility they might attack us. So everything's
exactly.
Changed. This is a whole new ball game. We live in the new America, not the old America that held Christian values. We live in George Bush's America and in Bill Clinton's America.
And again, it's all part of the emerging police state, too. And, of course, if we have the right to strike first with nuclear weapons, then so do the Iranians. I mean, why would they be any different?
Oh, that wouldn't be right. If they were to attack us, that would be wrong. But if we attack them, it's perfectly all right.
Exactly. In fact, there are top generals in the Pentagon that are threatening to resign if Bush goes through with this plan.
I would hope that there would be. I would hope that the entire hierarchy of our military would resign and that they would rise up and say, this is wrong. But, you know, so many of the people, when they get out of the military, even Tommy Franks, you know, he told my friend Colonel Marvin, or at least his aide did, that Tommy Franks wanted twice as many troops when he went into Iraq. And after he got out of the military and he got a plush job, he went back and he lied to the American people and said, oh no, I thought that, 160,000 troops was all we need. How could he say that? Well, first President Bush had 695,000 people to chase Saddam's troops out of Kuwait. Why would they think that they could possibly fight this war that they knew was going to be an insurgent war because the Iraqis had told them it was going to be an insurgent war. Why do they possibly think they could do it with 160,000?
Exactly. And the fact, too, that by keeping the numbers low on our side, it encourages this destabilizing situation there. And as I've also read of stories where criminal elements in the U.S. intelligence community are actually attacking the Sunnis to make it look like the Shiites did it, and then they're attacking the Shiites to make it look like the Sunnis did it, so they'll have them fighting each other. So it just destabilizes all the more. And then they'll have an excuse to say that they should keep the troops there indefinitely.
Well, we do know there's this one instance where there were British troops. They were dressed as Iraqi Arabs, and they actually killed one Iraqi police officer and wounded another. They were arrested by, captured by the Iraqis, put in prison, and the British demanded their release. Obviously, they were agent provocateurs doing exactly what you're describing. And these articles are up on the internet. Everybody wants to check them. The British went in with tanks and broke down the prison walls to get their men out. Why? Because they could never have them go on trial and admit that we are doing exactly what you're saying. In fact, nobody ever asked who blew up that Shia mosque. This very, very sacred mosque. Obviously, it was in some sort of an inside job. It took many hours to place the explosives there to take it down. Obviously, who benefits from the civil war there? Why the Bush administration justifies our staying on, justifies losing more boys, gets the people behind our government.
And then also the fact that the M3 money supply isn't being published anymore, simply by virtue of the fact that the U.S. Treasury printing presses are going 24/7 to print out $2 trillion to pay for this incredible war and the expansion of it into Iran.
Well, you know,
it's debasing our currency till it's worthless.
Yeah, I have heard that story about the $2 trillion. I don't know that's really true. They don't need to print the money. They can create it simply with banking entries. So be a little careful of that story. I know some of the good people have used it, but they are certainly increasing the money supply. You have to understand the currency in circulation today is only about $700 billion. However, the actual M3 money as of the end of last month was well over $10 trillion. So you have $700 billion in currency backing up this tremendous M3, and you're absolutely right. They are doing everything they can to increase the amount of money because they intend to destroy our monetary system. Did you know that this morning silver was up 37 cents an ounce? 37 cents this morning, and of course gold's up $10, and the smart people understand, they intend to destroy our monetary system, to impoverish our people, and all our people don't have food or clothing. They'll look to government to look after them. They're going to destroy this nation, and they know exactly what they're doing, because both Alan Greenspan and the man who preceded him as chairman of the Federal Reserve System both came from the Trilateral Commission, and if you've ever seen their logo, the center of it is a broken cross, the upside-down Luciferian cross, and then three sixes around the edge. How could that possibly be? Why, they hide their emblems in plain sight, and we don't even see them. Hey, well, you want to hang on? We'll be back in just a minute.
Yes.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Christian Network, and we've got Jim calling from Massachusetts on the line. Well, Jim was just talking about what's happening with the M3. M3 is an increment of money. M3 represents M1, which is currency in circulation, checks, traveler's checks, certain bank deposits. And then that's M1. M2 is M1 plus, and then they get into money market funds and certain government deposits. And all of this is really covered in a new syllabus we put out. Describes really what M3 is. And M3 records all the money in European banks that has been created by the banking industry over there. They can create dollars out of nothing, just like our banks create money out of nothing. So we have a great new syllabus. It's called Financial Tsunami, and it goes along with a talk I've given which will be available in about 2 weeks on the financial tsunami. And if you'd like to get that through Radio Liberty, it'll explain to you everything that's going on, what the debt figures are, how they create money. It'll show you the logo of the Trilateral Commission, the real objective and goal of the last two chairmen of the Federal Reserve System, who actually have a job, and that was to give us a stable currency so we could have a stable society, and instead they did exactly the opposite. And Paul Volcker even acknowledges the fact that, boy, we've really helped to build up the rest of the world, and we really have. We've created a totally fraudulent financial system, a fiat money system that is on the verge of collapse. And when it does collapse, why, it will destroy the wealth of most of the people in America who are totally unaware of what's going on. And you can tell when the economy is about to collapse by what's happening to gold and silver. Silver was up 37 cents on opening this morning. Gold up $10. It's like the canary in the mine shaft. And when the miners go down and they notice the canary is dropped over dead, then they get out of the mine. And when you notice what's happening to gold and silver, remember the canary. That is the financial canary that tells us what's about to happen, and we are on the verge of a financial collapse. But we can't let the American people know that. They're manipulating the stock market to make us feel better, but the reality is that the leaders of our Federal Reserve System, both of whom came from the Trilateral Commission, whose logo in the center is an upside-down satanic cross surrounded by three sixes, both of those men are responsible for destroying the value of the savings and the wealth of the entire American population. And when, because the stability of a nation is dependent upon the stability of the currency, and we have a fiat money system, and history records there has never been a time in history where you had a fiat money system that didn't collapse. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, the Thomas Keene, the chairman of the 9/11 Commission report, evidently has been doing some legend building. He's been making speeches saying that it's possible that terrorists are going to come across our southern border with portable nuclear devices, and yet they're going to try to pin this on Iran, even though Iran is probably at least 10 years away from developing any nuclear weapons. And I firmly believe that the black ops people, the criminal within that, is actually going to stage another terrorist attack involving a nuclear weapon, which they will falsely accuse the Iranians, just for the sake of getting the American people behind them and stampeding them into a war against Iran.
But also, this will precipitate a financial crisis in America. And then we can blame it on Osama bin Laden or Iran. You're absolutely right. And, you know, first of all, we never would have had 9/11 if it hadn't been allowed by our government. I don't know what happened that morning, but I know that they knew the attack was coming that morning. How do I know that? Because they were having simulated war games that morning with planes, hijacked planes, supposedly crashing into the CIA headquarters. We know that they knew because we have the article that Bill Gertz put up on the Internet 2 months ahead of time talking about Operation Bazinga, hijacking planes and crashing them into the World Trade Center. And Bill Gertz forgot he wrote that when I've asked him about it. But we have the copy we got off the Internet on September 11th, 2001, described the entire operation. We know that because somebody had explosives in the base of the building number 7 and brought it down the end of that day. That was a controlled implosion. The building just collapsed into its own shadow as the whole base of the building collapsed. We know that they knew who was going to be there because they planted 2 passports. So the government was complicit in the death of those 3,000 Americans, but probably the best evidence we have comes from a book written by Robert Baer called See No Evil, which we carry. He was a CIA agent operating in Iraq in 1995, who quotes a high-ranking CIA official who says, when the dust clears after 9/11, the American people will realize that what happened was not a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph. When the dust clears after 9/11, the American people will realize that what happened was not a failure of intelligence, but a triumph. 3,000 people died, and we got into a war with Afghanistan, and we got into a war with Iraq, and we are going to get into either a war with Iran or topple them, and the same with Syria. That is what the intelligence community wanted, a true triumph, And where is the outcry? And for our skeptics out there, the book is called See No Evil by Robert Baer, and it's all covered in my little pamphlets on $4, 911, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, all three of them for $9.95. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and you'll get the references and the documentation for everything I say. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, and in fact, Paul Craig Roberts is saying that if we go through with attacking Iran, it's going to break our economy. There's no way in the world we could pay for all of this.
But that's exactly what they intend. They want to destroy our economy, and then they can blame it on, you know, President Ahmadinejad or, you know, or Osama bin Laden or somebody else. Never will they accept the fact, let the American people realize that they planned it this way.
And then, of course, the Ahmadinejad, too, is part of a secret society that believes that the Islamic Messiah can't come unless there's total chaos. So
that's
he's being used as an
unwitting
group in all of this.
Yeah, we are in the most trying times, difficult times for our nation, Jim, and the average American has no idea what's going on. You know, he listens to Rush Limbaugh, he listens to Sean Hannity, he watches 60 Minutes, and he really thinks he's getting the truth.
And although some of it is coming through with Charlie Sheen appearing on the CNN program Showbiz Tonight, and even though Edward Asner's appearance on there was evidently spiked, according to some versions I've heard, he did appear on Alex Jones, and I believe he's coming on this week on The Power Hour on Thursday on their second hour of their program, so he'll be on there too. So there are some people who are high profile that are actually coming out and pointing out that the major discrepancies between what the official story of 9/11 is and what actually happened on that morning.
Well, you know, Joyce and Alex are both doing such a great job. And I just mentioned if anybody who can't get them through regular channels, shortwave or internet, they are both on Telstar 5. Joyce is on the U.S. Liberty Network up there, and Alex is on the Parallel Telstar 5. And if you know, it's inexpensive, $169 to get the everything. You can pull it down with the disc, the receiver. And if you like Joyce and Alex, and if you like my programs, they're available there. But hopefully you're probably listening on the internet, aren't you, Jim?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's probably the easiest way for me to hear it up here in Massachusetts. So,
amen.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, hang on. And our telephone number, 970-689-8255. If you'd like to call in, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255. We've got Jim calling from Massachusetts. Jim, anything else you want to say?
No, other than the fact that, the Bush administration advocating torture, this is incredible, the fact that you even have to discuss something like this. I mean, no matter how horrific a regime was in any other country, they would never openly or publicly advocate torture. This was always done secretly, but this is being done out in the open, and they're saying this is okay, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, although with most people it's considered morally repugnant.
But you see, the young man who was on 60 Minutes last night, he was saying, look, I was trying to save the lives of American soldiers. If this general, if he had known where Saddam Hussein was, we could have captured Saddam, we could have stopped the insurgency. But, of course, he was mistaken, because we captured Saddam, and the insurgency continues. But he'd been told that, and he could justify it, because he had no moral conscience, because he did not fear God. And until people begin fearing God again, nothing's going to change in America. And, of course, the message that is being put out by the Christian church today is God loves everybody. He would never want to punish anybody. You just come to him, and he'll forgive all your sins and all your future sins. And I would like to suggest that's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is a God of love, but he's a God of justice, and he's a God of vengeance. And we don't have one God in the Old Testament and a different God in the New Testament. We have one God who created heaven and earth, and he brings judgment upon nations that turn against him. And remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust when judgment comes on a nation. And I believe judgment's going to come on this nation because we've seared the conscience of our young men, like the one we saw in 60 Minutes last night. He saw nothing wrong. He had no regrets that he'd killed this man. After all, he was doing his duty to protect his fellow soldiers. He was doing what he was ordered to do. And if they are ordered to shoot Americans here who don't want to go along with the New World Order, many of them will, because we've seared their conscience. They do not fear God. They love government more than they love our Constitution and our way of life. Go ahead,
and,
Jim.
And also, too, I mean, with the immorality in our own country, I mean, unfortunately, people get the leaders they deserve.
Yeah, you're right. San Francisco, almost 10% of the population is homosexual. 25% of them are the homosexuals in San Francisco, according to an article I read this morning, are HIV infected, and they're all going to die because of the disease, you know, sooner or later. And when our economy collapses, they're not going to be able to get the medicines, and so it's going to be sooner. And the average homosexual doesn't understand this disease was introduced in the homosexual population by government officials who are part of a population control agenda. And anybody who doubts that our government created the AIDS epidemic needs to read the book Project Daylily, written by Dr. Nicholson, certainly one of the outstanding a scientist in our country, as he tells about how people involved with creating it came to him and told him how they'd created this disease. Or anybody would like to read the testimony of Dr. MacArthur, we'll provide that free of charge, you know, where Dr. MacArthur in 1969 asked Congress for $10 million to create a totally new disease for which there'd be no immune response. No way, of course, to control this new disease, because it would destroy the immune system. And then, of course, there is a book we don't carry, Full Disclosure, by Gary Null, I believe it is, where another one of the scientists who'd been involved in the project to create this terrible disease that has killed over 500,000 Americans, scientists came to him dying of cancer and said, I want to tell you this story. And the book Full Disclosure has that. You can probably get that through Amazon. You know, God does bring judgment on nations that turn against him, and certainly this nation has turned against God. And the Christian leaders are going right along with the president, who is appointing homosexuals to key positions in his government. and of course has not saved one life from abortion in the United States in all the time he's been there, and controlled both the Republican Senate and the Republican House of Representatives, and our Republican, pardon me, our Christian leaders are going right along with this administration. Nobody has the courage to speak out because they all are government churches. They're all 501c3. I bet you could count the number of non-501c3 churches in this country, and you know, without taking off your shoes. We got a real problem, Jim. What do you think can be done?
Well, as I say, the only way is to turn people back to God. I mean, the Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
Without that, you don't have any wisdom at all. You're going to be involved in sheer folly, and eventually judgment's going to come down on you.
Hey, you know, I mean, like human being, like everybody else, and sometimes something will happen. You say, gee, now, if we just did that, and then you think, but that's wrong. It's not because I think it's wrong, because I know that God thinks it's wrong, and I can't do that. You know, we need people who have fear of God. I wish we had a man in the presidency who feared God, rather than who had an agenda, and that is the agenda of the New World Order and the New World Religion. Our president is a globalist. The leaders of the Republican Party are globalists. The leaders of the Democrat Party are globalists. Their intention is to destroy America's sovereignty, destroy our nation, to merge us with Mexico, which is why, of course, they are encouraging immigration, why they refuse to enforce our laws. We have federal laws that say it's a crime to employ an illegal alien and knowingly employ him in this country, and yet we refuse to enforce those laws. The administration does, the Democrats wouldn't do it, the Republicans won't want it, because they want the illegal immigration. They can't tell the American people that, though. Why would anybody suggest building a 700-mile fence on a 2,000-mile border? What logic is that? Even the Chinese were... the Romans, 2,000 years ago, when they built a fence across Great Britain, they built it all the way across, not just part of the way across to keep out the barbarians of the north. When they built the Great Wall of China, they didn't build it just part way around China. They built it all around China, but we're not smart enough to figure out how to build a 2,000-mile fence here. But of course, we can send our boys overseas to fight and die, but we can't protect our own borders. And believe me, I'm sure terrorists are coming into this country. But they're being allowed to come in and encouraged to come in by the Bush administration, which refuses to enforce the laws. If we didn't have jobs available for the illegal aliens, they'd go home. God bless you, Jim. Thanks very much for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed open lines this morning. There was so much more that should be covered, but we've got to get the American people to think. We've got to understand behind everything going on is organized evil. And when you understand that, when you understand there really are secret societies, when you understand that the Skull and Bone Society came out of a secret occult society organized in Bavaria back in 1832, this is an occult organization that uses as one of its emblems the swastika, which is why the walls of the tomb at Yale University are covered with swastika. Not that they backed the Nazis, but the Nazis, the spirit of the Nazis, who adopted the swastika, is the same, within our nation as in Hitler's Germany. The same occult forces are driving our agenda to create a new international order and a new world religion, and to destroy Christianity and to destroy our economy and to enslave our people. When you understand that, things begin to make sense. Now, if you'd like to get into the background of Skull and Bones, we have 4 tapes set on it. We have the book Secrets of the Tomb. We have Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones. We have actually from Skull and Bones itself their membership list. We're not supposed to have it, but we have it. And all of this is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, and or the video or the audio tape. If you'd like to get our new syllabus, Financial Tsunami, and the DVD that goes with that, or the video, and it'll take a week or so before we have those, because I just gave the talk last week, but we will have them available. That's the Financial Tsunami. And, of course, we have a pamphlet called The History of Money. We've got a great new 4-tape set on finances and what you must do to protect yourself. I'd call the Financial Armageddon. The Financial Armageddon. All of this is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. But understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and that the forces that we aligned against are spiritual forces that are intent upon destroying this nation. And, of course, they have an intense hatred for America because we were once a Christian nation and because so many of the people in this country still believe in Christianity. That's why they infiltrated our churches. That's why they've infiltrated our seminaries. And they've changed the message of our Christian churches, and they've changed the music of our churches, and of course they've removed any thought that we should have a fear of God. If you want to get more information on what's going on, you need to get our 4 tape sets on the apostate church, or our 4 tape set on the church growth movement, the videos and DVDs and material we have about this movement that has swept into the church. Pastor Rick Warren, who leads it, has been back checking in with the Council on Foreign Relations and testifying before the United Nations. He has a plan that to change the world using Christianity. They are already in total control in Rwanda and in many of the countries throughout Africa. They dominate the religious outlook in America today, and nobody wants to speak out against it. I've been criticized for speaking out against it, saying, well, you should get together with Pastor Warren and talk to him. I will tell you that anybody in these churches that have adopted this who dares to speak out is thrown out of the churches. Is that the Christian way to handle things? Of course not. They have an agenda. It is being carried out. A new world order, a new world religion, and it involves every aspect of our lives. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for the new liberty. Our provision protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Hi, I'm
Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness.